Track 5. Next, we have talk of the county. Rebels, revolutions and ballrooms for bicycles. Here's Rowan Mantell with her take on Norfolk life.
The first time we tried, snow stopped play. Half a year later, I worried it might be too hot to circumnavigate much of Norfolk by bicycle. Until the day dawned with a storm warning and rain and wind, which almost scuppered our second attempt at the Rebellion Way. As adventures go, the 132-mile Rebellion Way, along lanes, tracks and bridleways, might seem tame. It crosses fords and sandy tracks rather than oceans or deserts, and scales minor undulations, not mountains. We didn't even leave Norfolk. But try tackling the steep tracks around Roman Camp near Sheringham when it has been lashing down all afternoon. I've not been to the Himalayas, but this is the highest point in Norfolk. How much harder could an ascent of Everest be? Yes, lack of oxygen, blizzards, towering walls of ice and rock. But we conquered mud so muddy it outwitted my mudguards and slopes so slippery I had to wheel my bike downhill. When we arrived at Sheringham Youth Hostel, yes, they are wonderfully relaxed on their definition of youth. The chap who was booking us in, eyes on the paperwork, inquired, "Car registration?"
"Look at us," I said, soggily.
The unfortunate man did, and immediately offered to hunt down a heater for our room. I have to admit I'd booked the hostel because everywhere else was full. But what a find! Where else would we have had a drying room for our sodden clothes and shoes? Back in my youth hosteling youth, you slept in dormitories and helped with the chores. No more. We slept soundly in our private room and woke to blue skies. King's Lynn called, via breakfast in Holt, lunch on the green in Burnham Market, and constant discoveries throughout the route. A lovely flint-walled pond with its own entrance arch in Upper Sheringham. The holy wonders of Walsingham. A workhouse renamed a castle at Thursford. Country lanes which had once been Roman routes. Surely the world's tiniest and most bucolic dual carriageway at Bayfield. Manicured Sandringham, towering castle rising, all stitched together via tracks, paths and the quietest of rural roads by Cycling UK. We slept that night in rooms behind the pale blue splendour of the Duke's Head in King's Lynn Tuesday Marketplace. Queen Victoria sheltered here as a princess recovering from the overwhelming adoration of townspeople who unhitched her horses as she was passing through the town so that they could pull her carriage themselves. No one offered to propel us through Lynn, but excellent cycle paths sped us into the historic town centre through woodland, playing fields and parks. Our bicycles were royally treated too, stabled in the hotel ballroom here and in a splendid room lined with portraits of past Prime Ministers in Arboretum surrounded Linford Hall at the premature end of our first wintry venture along the Rebellion Way. We left Lynn via cycle paths and took a track towards dramatic hilltop ruins. Was it a castle? Norfolk's answer to Stonehenge? No, it was Borsey Church, a centuries-old monument to an injustice which ripped people from their villages. Along Rebellion Way, the land is still quiet. We rolled past gleaming lakes and through woodland, water meadows, farmland and villages to Thetford Forest, where trails zigzagged through the secret testing site for D-Day tanks. The rebels of Rebellion Way are Boudicca, famed for rebelling against Rome, Kett, whose fine principled uprising also failed, and Thomas Paine of Thetford, whose revolution took hold in France and America. The revolutions I plotted were more about each pedal turn, but what a wonderful way to turn tourist in our own county.